Hear further from the word of the Lord in Psalm 34, a psalm of David when he changed his behavior, pretending madness before Abimelech, and he drove him out and he went. I will bless Yehovah at every time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. In Yehovah my soul shall glory. The meek shall hear and be glad. O magnify Yehovah with me, and let us exalt his name together. I inquired after Yehovah, and he answered me, and from all my fears he rescued me. They looked to him and flowed together, and their faces shall not blush. This afflicted one called, and Yehovah heard, and saved him from all his troubles. The angel of Yehovah encamps around those who fear him, and sets them free. O taste and see that Yehovah is good. Happy is the mighty man who confides in him. O fear Yehovah, you his holy ones, for there is no want to those who fear him. The young lions are miserable and hungry, but those who inquire after Yehovah shall not be in want of any good. Come, O sons, hearken to me. I will teach you the fear of Yehovah. Who is the man delighting in lives, loving many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking deceit. Turn aside from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of Yehovah are toward the just, and his ears are toward their outcry. The faces of Yehovah are against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. They cry, and Yehovah hears, and from all their adversity he rescues them. Yehovah is near to those who are of a broken heart, and to those who are of a contrite spirit he saves. Many are the evils of the just, but Yehovah rescues him out from them all. He keeps all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall put the wicked to death, and they who hate the just shall be guilty. Yehovah ransoms the soul of his servants, and all who confide in him shall not be guilty. We read further from the heavenly doctrine in the Arcana Celestia concerning peace. And he said, "Peace be to you, fear not." This signifies that it is well. They should not despair. This is evident from the signification of peace as being to be well, and from the signification of fear not as being let them not despair. For the internal sense has to do with a change of state. No longer by their own power would they acquire truths and through truths acquire goods, but they would be presented with them from the Lord. And because they supposed that they would thus lose what is their own, thus their freedom, and consequently all the delight of life, they were in despair. Hence it is that fear not here means that they should not despair. The reason peace means it is well is that peace is the inmost and consequently what reigns universally within each and every single thing in heaven. For peace in heaven is like spring on the earth or like the dawn, which does not affect us by discernible changes, but by a universal loveliness that flows into everything that is perceived and fills not only the perception itself, but also each individual object with this loveliness. At the present day, scarcely anyone knows the meaning of peace where it is mentioned in the word, as in the benediction, Yehovah lift up his faces upon thee and give thee peace. And in other places, almost everyone believes peace to be security from enemies and also tranquility at home and among companions. That kind of peace is not what is meant here, but a peace that immeasurably transcends it. The heavenly peace spoken of just above. This peace can be bestowed on no one unless he is led by the Lord and is in the Lord. That is, unless he is in heaven, where the Lord is the all in all. For heavenly peace flows in when the lusts arising from the love of self and the love of the world are taken away. These are what take peace away, for they infest man's interiors and at last cause him to make rest to consist in unrest and peace in things that infest, because his delight is in evils. As long as man is in these lusts, he cannot possibly know what peace is. In fact, during all that time, he believes that such peace is of no worth. And if anyone says that peace becomes perceptible when the delights from the love of self in the world are taken away, he laughs, because he makes peace to consist in the delight of evil, which is the opposite of peace. Because such is the nature of peace, namely the inmost of all kinds of happiness and blessedness, and hence the universal that reigns in them all, therefore the ancients used the common saying, "Peace be unto you," meaning, "May all be well." And they would ask them whether they had peace, when they meant, "Is it well with you?" See what has been said and shown already in regard to peace, namely, that peace in heaven is like spring and the dawn on earth. That peace in the supreme sense is the Lord. In the representative sense, it is his kingdom. And that peace is the Lord's divine, affecting with good from the inmost. That all unrest is from evil and falsity, but peace is from good and truth. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.